Timmins, a new fee is being added to the 2025 water and wastewater rates. At Timmins Council's meeting on Tuesday, November 26, a 5.49% increase was approved. In addition to the annual increase, a 1% levy was added for the city to raise money for capital projects. For the average five-room home, the increase means an extra $26 for water, $37 for wastewater, and a $14.79 levy payment. The total annual payment is $1,493.72. The 1% levy is expected to bring in $264,225. The new fee bothers Kaun. Bill Gavazdanovich, who was the only member to talk about the item at the meeting. "We couldn't fix 100 feet worth of pipe for that. Keep in mind that we're in a position like all municipalities across the province, when it busts we fix it," he said. While he doesn't mind the levy for a project like the Golden Manor, he noted that project has interest. "To me as a taxpayer, to go into my pocket to take whatever it to put it in the bank, I don't agree with that," he said. Gavazdanovich also asked for the low-income water rebate to be brought back to a future meeting. He wants to increase it by $50. The current rebate is $150. In 2024, 232 rebates were issued, which is up from 190 in 2023. In the coming year, the city has $23.4 million in capital projects planned for water and wastewater. That includes replacing the underground infrastructure from Crawford Street to the Porcupine Bridge as part of the Connecting Link work, and $3.4 million annually for a two-year project to replace the Tisdale Reservoir, pump and water mains to a facility closer to South Porcupine. A three-year subdivision development plan that starts with installing water, sewer and stormwater infrastructure to allow for new residential construction is also being phased in. The water and wastewater rates are separate from the city's budget. Those discussions are still ongoing.